Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show, where business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to discover playmaking ideas for success. Your host is internationally recognized speaker, facilitator, and author, Steve Klein, who sits down with fascinating playmakers who have made themselves and their company successful. Steve will introduce you to CEOs and executives who discuss their playmaking path toward success. And now, it's time to meet this show's playmaker. Here's your host, Steve Klein.
Abraham Lincoln said, "Things may come to those who wait, but only the things left by those who hustle." Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. In the studio today is a guest who hustles. Today's playmaker doubled her firm's revenue in her first 2 years as owner. With us today is a CEO whose firm has been named one of the best mid-sized advertising agencies in Dallas by DCEO Magazine. This great playmaker is Holly Mason. Holly is president and owner of Mason Baronet. As I mentioned, Holly is the Mason of Mason Baronet. She promotes a collaborative work environment essential to producing the highly creative and strategic work that's the hallmark of her agency. Mason Baronet is a Dallas advertising firm specializing in branding, which helps game-changing businesses distill their message, create wow, outsmart their competition, and generate revenue and brand awareness. Services include market research and strategic planning, advertising, digital and traditional marketing, social media, and public relations. As a business owner, one of Holly's passions is helping others build strong brands to build their business, especially women. This will be an interesting show talking about branding and advertising. Holly, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Hi, thank you.
Well, branding has been around since, I believe, ranchers began raising cattle in the early 1800s, taking that brand and sticking it on the cattle. But what is branding today?
Well, you know, it's funny. I don't know that it's changed much. Branding is really about understanding who you are and what you stand for. And your brand is the sum of every experience someone has of you. A lot of times when a client comes to us, they oftentimes think of their brand as similar to back in the days with the cattle, as their logo, as their identity. And that's certainly part of it. But as I said, it's really the sum of every experience someone has of you. So it really is a lot more holistic. It's the impression that someone gets when they walk into your office or into your storefront. It's the impression they get when they're on your website or when they're on your social media channels. It's the sum of all those experiences. And so we have to really look at every touch point as an opportunity for you to either advance or deteriorate that impression that someone has of you. And so that's really what your brand is all about. What's that impression you want people to have of you?
And it's hopefully advancing that, belief and the way they look at the company.
Absolutely.
To do this, you must spend a lot of time with your clients, asking them questions and pulling from them ideas to develop their brand that they may not even be aware of. Is that correct?
That's correct. In fact, we start with a process that we call On Purpose, which really kind of serves as a diagnostic. It helps us to understand what the leadership or the visionary of the company is trying to accomplish, where they're wanting to take their business. And we learn everything about their business. We get in their heads. We try to get up to speed. We try to understand what they consider to be their strengths, what their customers value most about them, how they would consider them to be unique out in the marketplace. And then we set that information aside and we go and we talk to the people that they're trying to resonate with and we hear their perspective. So we are very thorough on the front end in terms of understanding what it is they're trying to accomplish and try to get into the heads of the consumer that they're trying to reach. So at the end of the day, when we're creating hard-hitting creative, it really is resonating and it's working on behalf of our clients.
So you're spending, I would guess, hours, days, weeks, and months developing that brand so that you can put together a great advertising marketing program for them.
Yes, correct. You know, the timelines are different depending on what we're creating on behalf of the client. But yes, it's not something that just happens overnight for sure.
Well, you are the daughter of an art teacher.
Yes.
How did that impact what you're doing now with Mason Baronet?
Well, you know, it's funny. I don't know that it was something that was really on my mind when I was being raised by my mother, but she was a single mom and raised my sisters and I, and so I certainly got my work ethic from her. But I have to believe that some of my creativity and just my appreciation for design certainly came from my mother.
Is that why you went into fashion design in school?
You know, I don't know that it was my mother that influenced that, but certainly have always been inspired by all things design, whether it's architect, fashion, the arts. So, it's no surprise that I ended up in this business for sure.
Well, you're working with a couple of different companies, if I understand, through doing some research, both Henry S. Miller at Highland Park Village, Neiman Marcus. That was in your fashion merchandising. But how did you make that move from fashion merchandising to working with your mentor, which I want to ask you about, and being in the advertising and marketing business?
Well, it's interesting. So my senior year at TCU, as part of my major, I was required to do an internship. And that's where I went to work for Henry S. Miller in Highland Park Village, handling tenant relations, as well as helping with the real estate side of the business, and then also marketing the shopping center. And I also did an internship with Neiman Marcus. And so through that internship, which was my senior year, I realized that marketing was really the career path that I wanted to pursue. And so I never actually ended up doing anything with my fashion merchandising degree.
That's what happens many times. We study and move into something else, but I'm sure that helped you a lot with what you're doing.
Oh, absolutely. It was very much about merchandising, promotion, marketing, lots of financial. My minor was in business, so it certainly has been very applicable.
We're speaking with Holly Mason. Holly is president and owner of Mason Baronet. The website is masonbaronet.com, and it's MasonBaronet.com. Well, you joined Group Baronet in 1998, and then after spending 8 years here, you acquired the firm from your mentor, Willie Baronet, and you formed Mason Baronet. Why did that happen, and what did you do that caused you to believe that you could take over the agency?
Well, it's funny. I think I was partially young and naive at the time, but
that helps a lot too.
It absolutely does. So, I had been working for Willie for quite a while, and at the time, I had started taking over more and more leadership responsibility, business development, helping with the operations of the firm, and he had actually started pursuing some other passions and interests, and I kind of took notice. So initially, I had actually approached him about making me a partner, and so I put together a PowerPoint presentation, met with Willie, convinced him that he should make me a partner, and he agreed. So we actually went down this path for nearly a year, meeting with lawyers and consultants, and I was ready to become a partner and over time acquire the agency from him. Well, right when we were close to the end of that arrangement, Willie decided that he no longer wanted to run an agency. He wanted to go back to school, get his master's in fine arts, and full-time kind of pursue these other passions. And so I had a very short window of time that I had to decide, am I ready to step into this role as the owner of this agency? And I made the decision to do that. So we were getting bought out of our lease from Hillwood. The House of Blues was coming into our office space. So I had a short window of time to find a new office, sign a lease, rebrand the agency. And so it was quite a whirlwind, but I haven't looked back.
Interesting that you were talking about rebranding the agency. That's what you do.
Yes.
I would guess for a company that works with companies to rebrand, the brand of your agency must be high-level, top shelf to attract companies to you. So apparently you did a pretty good job at that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it's interesting, too, because I feel like through that process, I'm a lot more empathetic to our clients in terms of what they're going through, pushing them out of their comfort zone. But also, you know, it's an investment financially and from a time standpoint to go through a rebrand like that.
Well, you were talking about doing internships with Henry S. Miller and Neiman Marcus. You joined Group Baronet in 1998. What attracted you to the firm, or did the firm find you?
Well, actually, I was working for another agency at the time, and one of my clients actually recognized that Willie Baronet and I should meet. So she actually made the introduction, and so that's how I came to meet Willie. But his reputation, the culture that he had built, all of those things were very attractive to me.
So you've been in with this firm almost 20 years.
Yes.
You purchased the firm a little over 10 years ago. How did you double the revenue after you took over in the first 2 years?
A lot of hard work, having a vision, a plan. We were fortunate to have some really, you know, just great clients that continued to grow their business at the time. And just a lot of great things, I think, coming together and working well together. A great team, stellar reputation, the energy from the rebrand, just a lot of things.
Well, you had some things going for you buying into an agency that was up and running.
Yes.
As compared to someone starting it from scratch. Right. But were there any difficulties, any setbacks that you went through as you purchased this from Willie as you started? Because now it's your firm and you're putting not only your brand into it, but your personality too. Any things that happened that you had to take a look at that were difficult at the very beginning that you hadn't thought were going to happen?
Like I said, we were growing very rapidly. There was a lot of change happening. We had moved into a new office. At the time, there really weren't things that I perceived as challenges necessarily. In hindsight, I think I failed to replace myself. And so I was now, Willie had exited this business and I continued to do what I was doing. And I was also stepping into the role of ownership and doing his role. And so it took me longer than it should have to have recognized that I was wearing too many hats, if you will. But that was probably like the biggest challenge was, you know, recognizing that I had assumed a new role.
And that role you were assuming was a leadership role of all your people. Well, three of the things I took a look at on your website that you focus on with your clients is the wow factor. Mm-hmm. Consistency is key, and prepare for impact. Let's talk about that wow factor, because you want to help them outsmart their competition, generate revenue, and brand awareness. I like the word wow. Mm-hmm. Just that picture of that word makes me think of something extraordinary. So how do you do that with a client? How do you find their wow?
Well, it's different for every client, but it really is about just, again, understanding who they are, what they stand for, what it is that their customers truly value about them. But it's also packaging that in a way that's going to speak to their target audiences in a way that's going to be emotive. We happen to do quite a bit of B2B marketing, and people have a feeling towards B2B marketing that it needs to be very serious and very professional, and they fail to connect with people on an emotional level. And so sometimes it's that simple. But it's, you know, for example, in the legal industry, you open a trade magazine and there's lots of American flags and eagles and scales of justice and gavels and very trite imagery. And so it's those companies that we work with that are willing to do something different, to break away from that herd and to stand out kind of out in a very noisy marketplace.
You have a number of examples on your website, again, masonbaronet.com, of different ways you develop brand, and every single one is different mm-hmm. for that client. And I would think a brand is really helping them understand what their personality is, and not only the personality, but that personality they want to express to their potential clients.
Yes.
So you must do a lot of digging. I asked this at the very beginning, but you must have some very specific questions you ask to really dig in and get them to think of things they probably hadn't have thought about before. Is that right?
For sure. Especially for some of our clients that, you know, they may be manufacturers, engineers, technologists, doctors, lawyers. You know, these are not questions that they get asked all the time. So
who is your market? Who do you enjoy working with, or who would you like to work more with? What type of industries?
Well, in the course of our 25-plus year history, we've probably worked in just about every industry. But I would say the clients that we really get to make the most impact for are what we consider to be game changers. They're doing something unique in their industry. And as I mentioned before, they're not looking to kind of follow that herd. They're looking to disrupt their industry. They're taking risk. They want to break through the clutter. They want to stand out.
So is that what you're doing with your client?
Exactly. You know, we all gravitate towards safe, But safe is not always what gets your attention. And, you know, especially in this day and age when we're just inundated with communication, it takes more and more to stand out, to get people's attention, to get people talking.
You've had a lot of success in the 20 or so years that you've been involved with this firm. What is something that you had to learn that you didn't realize was going to happen? Maybe a war story is something that, that helped you understand exactly what you had to do to make Mason Baronet a successful agency.
I think as an entrepreneur, a lot of times we are attracted to being the owner because we want to control our destiny. And I think one of the things that I've realized in my kind of over a decade of owning this business is there are a lot of things that are out of my control. For example, shortly after I took the reins as owner, my right-hand person and creative director was in a life-altering bicycle accident. Not only was I having to show up at my office and be that strong kind of force for my agency and for my clients, but I was grieving one of my dear friends and my kind of right-hand person. And so through that, I certainly learned my role as a leader, but I also learned that or was reminded of how life is short. And it really kind of put things into perspective in terms of, you know, working hard, but also keeping other people and priorities in check. And so certainly as an entrepreneur, I think that, you know, there are ups and downs and just really recognizing that there's a lot of things that are, you know, out of your control.
Well, let's talk about your people for a second. As you were talking about one of your right-hand people that was in a life-altering bicycle accident. You can't do this on your own. You mentioned that a few moments ago. You had to move from being doer to leader. It must take some extraordinary people to run Mason Baronet. You hired a number of them on your own. What do you look for when you're looking for a great person? And tell me about some of the qualities that your people have that make Mason Baronet so successful.
Well, I think, you know, we have a couple of different types of people that we look for. We have both kind of the marketing strategists, the people that are, you know, helping on the front end to help our clients in terms of how they go out and position themselves, making sure that we're being kind of stewards of that brand along the way. And then we have the folks that are on the creative side that are, you know, coming up with these, you know, hard-hitting, that wow factor. And so for both of those, though, it's, you know, people that are passionate about this business. They have a lot of integrity. They genuinely care about the success of our client's business. We're very respectful of one another. I think in this business, what makes the work really strong is having people from different backgrounds, different skill sets, kind of bringing different perspectives to the table. And so you have to be kind of challenging one another in a respectful fashion. And so we're very much like a small family here.
I would think also, since I have a background in advertising, that if you're not having fun, you're not accomplishing a lot. So this must be a fun factor here also at Mason Baronet. What do you do to build on that for your people?
Yeah, well, as I mentioned, we work hard, but we try to play hard too. And we're fortunate that we're here in downtown Dallas, and we have so many places kind of in walking distance around us. But oftentimes it's just getting out of the office, having lunch together, happy hours after work, visiting the DMA across the street. There are opportunities for us to bond as a team, but there are also opportunities for us to continue to be inspired for our clients.
I would think the success of you, your firm, and your people is being creative, and the best way to be creative is to get a lot of input coming in to come up with those ideas to make those things happen. You came here in 1998. You had interned for a couple of firms. If there was a person that was attempting to get into business, become an entrepreneur, start a business, is there any advice that you'd give to somebody that you wish you had when you started this business in your early 30s?
I would say meet with as many people as possible. You know, people genuinely want to help other people. And so if you can find a support system out there, a network of people who have your back, that certainly has helped me along the way.
Was there anybody specifically, aside from Willie Baronet, that was a mentor to you or important as you start out in the business world, either when you were as an intern or continuing in the marketing advertising business?
Well, Willie certainly was probably my biggest mentor early on and learned a ton from him and certainly wanted to continue his legacy. There's another woman that I still work with today, Cheryl McHugh, who has been a mentor to me, both as a professional woman, but also as a mother. And I've also been fortunate enough to be involved with several organizations. I've been a part of Entrepreneurs Organization for many years, have served on the board. Another organization called Empowering Women as Leaders, Connect Her. So all of those organizations, I've just met wonderful people along the way who have helped to bring their life experiences to the table, and I've had the benefit of learning from them.
Well, you've had a lot of success in running this business for the last about 11 or so years. Where does Mason Baronet go from here?
Hopefully, we continue to spread the good word about our agency, so doing what we do for our clients, continuing to build brand awareness, and attracting those game-changing clients that are looking to do something different. They're looking to stand out. They need help in distilling their complex message, and they want that hard-hitting kind of design. Hopefully, we're continuing to align ourselves with those visionaries and those organizations.
How do you find your business? I'm sure that when you have a successful client, that doesn't hurt at all. When you can tell them about what successes you've had with their marketing and advertising and branding campaigns, but does a lot of business come to you? Or do you spend a lot of time networking and finding a lot of additional business out in the marketplace?
Yeah, well, it's a little bit of both. Fortunately, one of our guiding principles is actually making our clients our biggest fans. And so a lot of our business does come through referral, which is probably the biggest praise that we could get from them. A lot of times, clients oftentimes will see our work. They'll be the recipient, and they'll call our client and find out who produced it. So, again, another praise that's always nice to hear. But then we do what our clients have to do. We have our own PR program that we do, keeping our message out in the marketplace. We send out helpful articles to people on a regular basis. We have to maintain our website. We are out in the community giving back, but also networking. So it's a combination of a lot of things that keep us top of mind when someone needs us.
Well, you have an interesting business because compared to many businesses, you really have to practice what you preach.
Yes.
It's not something, well, here's what you need to do. We don't need to do that, but you do. You are doing it. You have to be top of your game with everything you're doing. And apparently that shows with your clients. And that's probably one of the reasons why they're attracted to you. Is that correct?
Well, I hope so. But it is. And I think that's always one of the bigger challenges with entrepreneurs is you have to spend time continuing to grow the business, and then you're spending time servicing the business. And it's always a balancing act, but they're both equally as important.
I would think from especially somebody starting a business, they don't have, in their mind, the time to do what you're doing for them. They just need to get the business going. We don't have time to brand. We just need to go out and do it. So you must take this weight off their shoulders.
Yes.
And help them put this all together, which makes them a lot more successful. So essentially, what the business you're in is the success business in building successful companies.
Yes, absolutely. And in fact, a lot of our clients, they don't have a devoted marketing department. And so we kind of serve as that for them, where they're outsourced marketing department. And it takes a lot of trust for them to kind of hand over the reins, but that's exactly what we do. We help to advise them along the way of the implications from a marketing standpoint as they're continuing to grow their business.
So should somebody hear this and want to contact you, what would be the first step that you would take with them to find out more, so they would find out more and understand Mason Baronet?
Well, typically when I'm engaging with a new client, it's really just sitting down and understanding what it is that they're trying to accomplish, understanding their business, understanding some of the challenges or barriers that they're maybe facing in terms of their growth and sales. So it's really me asking a lot of questions and just getting to know them and where they've been and where they want to go.
And if someone wanted to do this, where would they start? How would they contact you? Where would they go?
Well, they could just give me a call or reach out to me via email. And all of our information is on our website, but I'd love to talk to anyone.
And that website is masonbaronet.com, and it's M-A-S-O-N, B-A-R-O-N-E-T.com. And if you check the Playmakers Talk Show website, the website is on there, in addition to the phone number to get a hold of Holly. Holly, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show. This has been wonderful.
Yes, thank you. I enjoyed it.
Thank you for being a Playmaker, and thanks to all of you for listening and joining us. Join us again at PlaymakersTalkShow.com, where you can get all of our past episodes. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and we're going to be back with more Playmakers. See you then.
You've been listening to Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein. Join Steve again at PlaymakersTalkShow.com for more interviews with interesting and successful playmaking CEOs and executives.